We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so y'all know about the movie Joker coming out, right?
Yes. The trailer looks awesome.
Joaquin Phoenix playing in it. Everybody really excited about this movie to come out, but there is some controversy about it right now, and everybody's talking about the fact that it is promoting gun violence, and that is a lot of the criticism around it. So, Joker is not going to be playing in the Aurora, Colorado Theater, because where that theater happened. Now, they are saying they are not sure if it's going to be because of fear of copycat crimes or just out of respect for the families there, but they are not going to be playing the Joker in that theater. Do you guys think good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea. I don't like this.
I think it's a bad idea.
Because we go to the movies as an escape to get away from reality, and if you're going to take away the Joker because of gun violence, that means Bad Boys 3 is about to come out. You don't think there's going to be gun? John Wick Chapter 4 is ultra, ultra violent. Any Quentin Tarantino movie ever ultra violent. I think we go to a movies as an escape to get away from the real world. You start taking that out and, you know, then what? We're just going to sit there and just, you know, watch love stories for 2 hours.
Exactly, because what action movie doesn't involve guns?
True.
Guns, fast cars, I think is a huge mistake.
Well, Warner Brothers came out with a statement about it, and they say they believe one of the functions of storytelling is to provoke difficult conversations around complex issues, and they say Joker is not an endorsement of real-world violence, and the character is not meant to be a hero.
Right.
So if you go to the movies with that in mind, then it should really play everywhere. But anyway, people are going to be talking about that a whole lot today, and Joaquin Phoenix playing that role as the Joker. All right, another movie news is that the Frozen 2 official trailer is out. Now, I'm about 24 hours late on this because we have been on the Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas, but I watched the entire thing today with my girls in our stateroom, and we're all obsessed. I'm so excited. So listen to a little bit of the Frozen 2 trailer. It's now been viewed over 6 million times.
Wow, that's incredible.
So mark your calendars, November 22nd. All of us will be in the theater checking out Frozen 2. And finally, there is a woman in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who thought she was doing a really good deed. She's driving down the road, and she sees this little kitten cross the road and in front of traffic. So she pulls over, and she's like, "Aw, little kitten." And so she gets this little baby rescue and brings it home to her house and starts feeding it, giving it milk, giving it love, and about to put it in bed with her at night, and then realizes that it's not a kitten, it's a bobcat.
Oh!
She contacted a local rescue organization, and they are taking it over, and they're going to make sure that the little kitten can get introduced back into the wild in a couple of months from now, but they're going to make sure to take care of it, and they said, you know, it was a good Samaritan trying to do a good deed, but thank goodness she did not put it in the bed with her, because it's a bobcat and would have scratched her entire face off.
Exactly.
She meant well.
Yeah,
that's funny.
She meant well.
She was doing her part.
Why does the new cat give me rabies? I don't like that at all. Hey, this is pretty cool. If you're a Georgia fan, so the Georgia-Notre Dame game on Saturday was officially the highest-rated college football game on CBS in 6 years.
What?
Over 9 million viewers.
Wow.
So it was. So you talk
amazing.
About two teams. Maybe people say Notre Dame's overrated. Georgia still is prepared for the big time because they haven't won a championship in so many years. But over 9 million viewers. It was actually one of the top-rated, not just sports programs, but overall programs, anything on TV on Saturday night. So Dog Nation, very proud of that. Speaking of Georgia and Tennessee, the kickoff time is set for 7 o'clock next Saturday night on ESPN. And they're already talking about, once again, if you're a Georgia fan, you know this, maybe another Dogs takeover in Knoxville, which is unheard of because the past couple of years, Georgia fans have traveled very well. Whether it was up in South Bend to watch Notre Dame a couple of years ago, this year they opened the season against Vandy, all red and black, and they're saying tickets as low as $50.
What?
So, wow. Yeah, because Tennessee fans, they're not happy about their season, so they're saying that in a week from Saturday, Georgia and Tennessee could be a sea of red and black in ball country. We'll see. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Finally, my 6-year-old Caroline, our chief meteorologist, has today's forecast. And she tags it out within the loop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.